Talk about that line. How did you do it?
What's that?
How did the line do this time?
You know, it was tough sledding early on. I was real proud of and then end of the game pulling together, and I think that's really a reflection of really the whole offense. It's the receivers blocking on the secondary support, and you know, the backs obviously hitting the hole like they did, and us, you know, us covering them up. But you know, there's going to be games like that where it's kind of tough sledding, and you know, just proud of how they pulled together and came together at the end.
How much of an impact has Duane Brown made since his return?
Yeah, it's huge to have a player of his caliber come back in the fold. You know, his leadership, obviously his ability to block most defensive ends one-on-one, and the run and the pass is, you know, it's obviously critical to our success.
How much has it helped having Duane back? How much has it helped Xavier and the run game and the impact it's had on everyone else?
Yeah, well, I think you know, their communication and the more, you know, obviously when they come back together, but you know, when you have a guy of Duane's caliber, and I really think X is coming along in a run game really well, his ability to come off the ball and cover up defenders and get movement. So then work that experience, they're always talking. Always. Duane's always talking to him in his ear. So that can only help a guy like, you know, X or anybody.
Has it been hard to develop chemistry this year with just all the in and out that y'all guys have had,
you know,
on the line?
It's the second year going through this, to be quite honest. When you have different moving parts, and these guys, it's a credit to them that their ability to, you know, know the game plan in multiple positions and to be ready, and they know that the different scenarios that may come up in a game. So a credit to them for being ready when that's occurred.
What about Greg Mance? What have you seen from him?
Yeah, Mance. Mance has been smart guy. He's been really a pro in his approach and his understanding of the help system and where he needs to be and fit to have success. You know, real pleased with his progress through the first half of this deal, and you know, kind of a, you know, lucky find for the organization.
How hard is it to do what Greg Mance does, to sort of step in and start right away?
It's hard. I mean, you know, it took me 4 years to figure, you know, to get one. But yeah, so you know, obviously when Nick went down, and then, you know, he won that job, and through grit and smarts and everything else, and really, you know, after that, it's the week to week. It's the nose tackle, the giant nose tackles they go against, and the different defenses and the look and the system, our system in particular, and the communication. So it's a lot, and he's growing every week, and just, again, real proud of his approach.
If you had a chance to communicate with Derek, how's he doing?
I have, yeah. You know, it's tough sledding for him right now, but there's, you know, everyone's showing him a lot of support, and you know, it wasn't a good thing, obviously, that the both of them at the same time. But I think, you know, now the part is the healing part, the process of it, and I think we got really good rehab places and everything set up for him, and just got to give him that support, because a lot of times with an injury like that, it's more about the mental than the physical at this point.
How does he seem to be dealing with it emotionally?
I think he's all right. Still, you know, a couple days out, you know, so he's still recovering from the surgery, so really haven't been able to delve into that side yet.
What the impact of Chris Clark has had, because he's just plug and play.
Yeah, you know, we got him, you know, right before that Dallas last preseason game last year, and since then he's been real pivotal to our success, and of because he can play multiple roles. He's a true pro, a great veteran that it's really a team guy, you know, and so the ability to go right and left, and like, hey, by the way, you got to play this week, and his approach is, you know, again, just real proud of how he's attacked it.
Mike, have you seen with Duane, now that he's had a few weeks under his belt, it looked like this last game he's knocking guys down, knocking guys back. Mm-hmm. Is that kind of like a little bit of the sign of the health and the comfort?
Yeah, I mean, to me it was amazing. Really, right when he got back in that Minnesota game, to be quite honest with you, the pass protection, which is a lot of times the toughest thing to come back. I think he's been spot on with those, and understanding leverage and things like that. So, yeah, he's a true pro, and he's really obviously in the room and on this team has been a great leader that way. But I definitely see him now, you know, getting back to what we all know.